Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. This is a special episode, our digital marketing series that we do time to time here in our beautiful Sandy Springs studios. This is the flagship studio for the Business Radio X network. We have a few studios around the Atlanta area and also around the Southeast. We're growing in 2017. We're coming to your market. We're currently testing out a couple of markets, Seattle, Tallahassee, and Savannah. So if you are listening to this program and you would like to do an interview in your town, let us know at businessradiox.com. Pitch us your story, and we'll be happy to talk to you. All right, I am Ryan Redhawk, and alongside me on this digital marketing special episode is Thomas Harpointner. How are you, sir?
Well, good morning, Ryan.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you very much. 2017, here we are.
Off to a good start.
So far, so good. Yeah, the 10th day of January.
That's right.
And we've done this episode, I think, five times. It's our fifth episode together.
It is. It is. And we're still doing it.
Yeah, I know. We must be doing something right. Yeah. And we're trending in the right direction. Digital marketing is currently trending. Tell us what's trending with you and AIS Media.
Well, you know, we are off to an exciting 2017. And, you know, digital is on a, you know, it's on the forefront for most companies right now. This is when companies are planning their budgets. They're looking at 2017 in terms of where to focus their energies. And, you know, there are a couple of big things right now that really do matter. You know, number one is mobile. You know, mobile is surpassing desktop by far. You know, Google has already deranked websites that are not mobile optimized. You know, they've done that. They started doing it 2 years ago. That's definitely trending in that direction.
So if you're not on mobile now, you need to be migrating that way. Very soon, you'll be left in the dark if you're not.
That's right. And not just being on mobile, not just optimizing your user experience for mobile, but optimizing for mobile search.
Okay.
And, you know, we've seen some funny videos online for, you know, Alexa, you know, some of those... Alexa doesn't quite understand searches.
Yeah, don't let your kids be alone with Alexa.
But, you know, really optimizing for those devices, optimizing for voice, you know, optimizing for location.
Yeah.
The second thing is social media. You know, social media in 2017 is really going to start contributing to sales and conversions more than it has in the past. You know, both Google, Facebook, they're going to be updating their algorithms. They're going to make social media smarter. They're going to make the search engine, you know, more intelligent in terms of actually getting you to, you know, where you want to go, helping you find what you're looking for. So that's a big trend. And, you know, the third is the algorithm, the Google algorithm this year. Now, they make hundreds of small changes every year, but this year it's going to be big. So optimizing websites around content, about video, around audio, like this show, for instance, you know, and also really high quality photos, you know, integrating Instagram, integrating high quality visuals into, you know, a website, into presentations, is going to be a big key. So around content, optimizing around that content. So those are the three big things that we're focused on in fourth quarter for many of our clients.
And it seems like that third one, the change in the Google algorithm, is the mysterious one of it all, right?
It
we don't know when it's going to happen, what it's going to be like, and we're all going to have to change when it does occur. So what can you do to prepare in the now to be ready for that?
Well, you know, I mean, Google makes hundreds of small changes every year, and there are a few big ones that really can affect site rankings. And though when that happens, usually Google does give you hints. You know, it doesn't just happen overnight. So we
like stay you get 30 days ahead of time, a month, 3 months.
They start trickling out, you know, the hints over a couple of months, and kind of to let people know what's coming down the chute. And you know, our team luckily stays on top of that. You know, we recently had an article published in American Express Business Open, which discusses some of those tips in terms of what to do, what you need to be on a lookout for. So we stay on top of those sort of things. But, you know, when it does happen, the exciting thing around the algorithm updates, and it's not just Google, but also Bing and Facebook, is it provides you as a business a big opportunity to get ahead of the competition.
Yeah, to get leverage the new platform, the new style, because everybody's equal. Once they do this new algorithm, if you're ahead of the curve and you're staying up to date, you should be able to rank as, you know, just right up there as some of those who've been working at it for many years.
Yeah, there are a lot of companies that try to game the system, and, you know, the goal is to de-rank those guys, you know, to boot them. and get ahead of them when, you know, they've gamed the system and Google tries to correct, you know, make some of those corrections.
Well, if you have any questions, for sure, call Thomas and the team over there at AIS Media. He'll set you straight. You guys help all kinds of companies, from small startups to, you know, very successful multi-million-dollar businesses, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's small businesses all the way up to the Fortune 500s.
Great. Yeah. So we'll talk more about that as the show progresses here today. And we have two great guests in here from a company called JobsInSports.com. First, let's say hello to Karen Mullins, Executive Vice President and GM. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, tell us a little bit about how you know Thomas and, you know, a little bit of digital marketing, what you're doing over there.
Well, we know Thomas because we are obviously a happy AIS customer, and we've been working with AIS Media for several months now as part of our obviously growth opportunities for jobsinsports.com. Mm-hmm. And I've been in the digital media and digital marketing space since, you know, the Overture days, the early days back in the late 90s when people did not know what search marketing was all about, what digital marketing was all about, and Google didn't exist. So I know that dates me a little, but it's been fun to watch all of the changes, and we obviously rely on Thomas to help us figure out what we need to do to navigate through all of those.
Oh, good. And you're going to tell us also, what does jobsinsports.com do for folks?
We help you find your dream jobs in sports. So we are the original and most comprehensive career site for jobs in the sports industry. We have jobs from, you know, the NFL, for example, to Major League Baseball teams. We also have jobs at companies like Nike, Under Armour. So anything that you can think of that would be in the sports and entertainment arena, we can help you with, and we have on our site available to you.
That's a great place to be. It's exciting working in sports industry, whether it's for a small, I guess, AAA baseball team or NFL team, you can
absolutely
find a job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We That's have great. All of those and more.
That's great. And also along with us here today from jobsinsports.com is Michelle Dombach. She's manager of digital marketing. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us. And how long have you been with the company?
I've been with the company now, just celebrated my 3-year anniversary. So
congratulations.
I've been with jobsinsports.com in our parent company for a little over 3 years. I've been in the digital marketing space myself for about 10 years, however.
Okay.
With special emphasis in paid search, search engine optimization, and social media. So
that's great.
Yeah.
And so jobsinsports.com is helping people find jobs in sports, whether they've had a job in sports before, you know, maybe they were a mascot at an NBA team.
Correct.
And they're looking to switch cities and go be a mascot elsewhere. Or maybe you're just fresh out of college and you've got an athletic background and you would like to find a job. So what's the best way for people to kind of get involved and get their resume uploaded there?
Sure. Well, the best thing is really to start off with internships. So we have a lot of internships as well on the site. So that's a great entry-level way to get familiar with the site and also to build up your network. So the easiest thing for you to do is become a member of jobsinsports.com and then start to search for those opportunities already when you're in college.
I see.
And that really helps you sort of get your foot in the door. And there are positions on there that are as varied as, you know, video editing or announcing and sports writing. So the opportunities are really varied. And then once you start to build that network and upload your resume, then you can start to seek that entry-level position or even a senior-level position if you choose to do so.
Are there any announcing jobs available?
There are.
I think I could do that.
You might be just
now
the one.
Now batting, number 3. That would be exciting for sure. And working for the Braves would be a dream, I bet.
Absolutely.
Or any sports team for sure.
Yep.
So
yep.
You can easily find out with an internship, so look for that job early. But then how do you get the word out to these students or these potential job seekers that you're available to them?
Well, we do that in a lot of ways. Obviously, digital marketing is the strongest way. Our audience is largely 24 to 34-year-old males. And what we found in the last couple of years is they're all mobile all the time. So as Tom was saying earlier, we're really focused on that mobile marketing, mobile experience. We obviously do search marketing, paid search, those types of advertising opportunities. But we also have a lot of fun, and we like to do sponsorships of team events, you know, college career fairs, just ways that we can actually reach out to the students maybe earlier on in their desire for a career in this space and really help them understand how to best move forward. So wide variety of activities, but being in the sports industry is a lot of fun, and we get to do a lot of different marketing activities that help us get the word
out.
But
digital marketing, as you mentioned right a minute ago, is at the heart of what you do and
Absolutely.
How you get the word out.
Absolutely.
And you couldn't reach as many people as possible without a great strategy there. Did you always use that platform? When did you first realize you need to engage a professional outfit like Thomas and AIS Media to help you with this strategy?
I think just based off my career, and Michelle may have a different opinion or may have done things differently, but I've always tried to partner with someone like AIS Media.
You can't do it alone.
Because we have a business to run. You know, we can't necessarily stay up on all the Google changes. We can't necessarily understand what all those impacts are going to be. You know, don't necessarily know everything about how to use Snapchat, for example. You know, we need a partner that can really help us with those activities and keep us up to date. There's just not enough hours in the day to do that yourself.
So if you're a company out there and you're struggling with keeping your website relevant on the Google searches or reaching your audience, maybe it is time to reach out to some professional help on the digital marketing space. From your perspective, Michelle, what are some things you guys are doing and working with and working on to help separate yourself from the noise out there?
Sure, sure. I think a couple of things that we're exploring is getting into video. So doing things like Facebook Live and going to events and trying to bring people into that experience. We're also doing a lot on social media. So Thomas and his team are really putting together a comprehensive strategy outside of just Facebook. So we are doing some things on Reddit and Instagram, and maybe we'll enter into some things on Snapchat here in the foreseeable future. So I think video is going to be strong for us, as well as what Karen and Thomas have both touched on is mobile. And it's making sure that we can be accessible to our target audience at all times, whether that be through mobile messaging, text messaging, exploring some of the other things that we haven't done before to make sure that we stay top of mind.
Yeah, mobile video. I mean, you can't get it off your Facebook now. Every time there's an alert, I'm like, oh, somebody liked my photo. No, it's a live video now.
Correct.
They're kind of putting it out there in front of you. Thomas, from your perspective, how is that, you know, impacting the way we are consuming things mobily?
Yeah, you know, it's a really good point because you want to be everywhere, right, where your prospective clients and users are. You know, the one thing that people are becoming more sensitive about and advertisers are getting the big pushback is when the ad is just blatantly disruptive of the experience. You know, we've all been on a website where we may start reading an article and suddenly this banner or some kind of a pop-up disrupts our experience. And what's the first thing we do?
Click it off. Right. I don't even read it. I don't even look at it.
Right. I'm in the middle of stuff,
yes.
Right? So it's the ad blockers on those pop-ups and all that stuff that advertisers need to get around. And a really good way to do that, as we've seen with TV shows, is product placement. You know, it's coming up with interesting and relevant ways to get your product properly placed as part of the story. So, you know, with, you know, apps like Snapchat or it might be Instagram or Facebook, if you're, you know, if you're into jobs for sports business, you know, just creating a blatant ad and pushing it out on people is not going to have the same type of effect as if, let's say, you're at the Super Bowl or you're talking about the Super Bowl or you're at a sporting event and you just happen to be jobs in sports, right? So if you're delivering valuable content, funny content, interesting content, and that content is brought to you by Jobs and Sports in this case, that's going to be more well-received than just a blatant ad that disrupts the experience. That's what we're going
to
see.
Would you use something like the Super Bowl to piggyback like some social media amplification but with jobsandsports.com, for example, since that's already happening? We know it's
happening.
Coming up. So why not, you know, help promote the business when that's happening?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Of course, you know, you have to be careful about that because, you know, big events like the Super Bowl, they're copyrighted, they're trademarked, and
that's
so forth.
You can't even say that on some radio stations.
You can't say Super Bowl,
you know,
in an email campaign. But, you know, for instance, if you go to Instagram and type in hashtag Super Bowl, you'll notice, coincidentally, it's a trending topic, right? So if you're creating content and you're posting it on Instagram and you're also using the hashtag Super Bowl or the Big Bowl or the Big Game.
Big Game,
Big Game.
I like the
Well, you know, hashtags aren't trademarked. You know, no, it's not like a domain name that somebody can monopolize. So if you're uploading really an interesting video or an interesting picture, interesting content, and you're you can piggyback on a hashtag Super Bowl, and that's perfectly okay to help get your content in front of that type of audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And we're speaking with Thomas Hartpointner from AIS Media and Karen and Michelle from jobsandsports.com. Outside of being on an episode of Ballers with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you know, that you guys could really do some good product placement on that show with the NFL coming up. Are those things you're getting? Are you really strategizing on the Super Bowl now? Or are you already looking to the summer and beyond with some of your social media strategies?
Well, obviously, we have to follow the seasonality of the sports industry that we're in. So the Super Bowl's up and coming, but we need to be focusing on the World Series.
That's right.
The Masters.
The whole year.
The Masters, exactly. Yes, yes. And all the things that are more forthcoming. We're excited about the Super Bowl. We want to say, rise up, go Falcons.
Yes.
But we're definitely working on some more future activities in the sports arena.
What are some of the biggest challenges from you, per your perspective, as executive vice president, general manager, overall with the business of trying to grow the business?
Well, I think a lot of it is really making sure that we can provide the best solution for our job seekers. You know, the days of going to a website where you search and you just kind of wait and see what happens are just not as prevalent. Our job seekers expect us to meet them where they are, mm-hmm. and to really offer them a solution that helps them know immediately when something they're looking for is available. To get into the sports industry is very, very competitive. So there's a lot of people competing for the same exact jobs, mm-hmm. and we really need to make sure that our customers are aware of what's available, when it's available, within their realm of interest.
Do you think some of the young professionals are aware of how difficult of an industry it is to break into at the beginning, or they just feel like, hey, I'll just apply for this job and get it?
I think a lot of them think it's going to be easier than it really is. Mm-hmm. And they may get a job as a mascot, as you mentioned earlier, but then to go from that to, you know, an IT professional for a sports team or a product manager for Reebok, it's still a different career progression. Yeah. And so we're hoping to help educate our customers on how to make that leap and start them early enough in their career that we can be a meaningful opportunity for them.
Now, what about some of the executive positions in these big leagues, you know, whether it be in the front office or something like that? Are they coming to jobsandsports.com, or that it's another stratosphere they're playing in?
We do have some of those, but that's a great question. There's also a lot of executive search firms in this space that place some of those more senior general manager type positions. But we do have, you know, VP of sales, VP of operations, VP of marketing. So some pretty senior roles that people do come to Jobs and Sports for.
Well, if they do want to work their way up into a GM or of a sports team one day, what are some of those entry-level positions they should take today to in the organization to learn and then grow?
From our experience, the sooner you get your foot in the door at the team or the type of league that you want to work in, the more effective you are. And as Michelle was saying earlier, really networking. So if you're fortunate enough to get an internship with the Atlanta Falcons, then you can also parlay that into a marketing role, a community relations role, and then keep growing within that team and then jump to a bigger team or a different team in another city. You do have to be willing to move around a lot
that's
if you want to
right.
work in the
But that's great
industry.
Advice. Get your foot in the door. Just accept a job at any position, whether if you're a digital marketing, you know, master's degree, still go take that job at the, you know, cleaning socks in the locker room, because it may get you,
yes.
You know, to where you want to be eventually. So that's great advice for sure. It's just get your foot in the door in either that league or team you want to be involved with and grow from there. And then network and to find
exactly.
different positions that
exactly.
you like for sure. So so as digital marketing is always going to be affecting us on a daily basis, you know, we're all on, I'm personally on 4 or 5 different social media platforms and the network here, Business Radio X, and our show, Atlanta Business Radio. We're always promoting on social media. But then we hear these news is like Twitter may go away. You know, Twitter is becoming less relevant.
Less relevant.
And Facebook is doing this more and more. So aren't the companies really driving the way we consume it? Instead of the other way around, the consumers are not driving the content? Or from your perspective, Thomas, what do you think?
Well, you know, we've been in digital marketing since 97.
Right.
And, you know, that was a year before Google existed. You know, Facebook just celebrated its 12th year anniversary last year. So a lot has changed. But one thing that has never changed is, as a marketer, you always try to fish where the fish are.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't just go where the fish are, but you're trying to figure out which fish there are. Right?
Yeah, red ones, blue ones, green
right.
ones. Which well, type of I mean, fish you want to catch?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, a question always comes up, you know, should we be on, you know, say Pinterest, should we be on Snapchat? You know, where does, you know, does it make sense to have a strategy for Twitter? So understanding the audience demographic is key. If you're trying to connect with younger folks, you know, take my little 11-year-old nieces, okay? Mm-hmm. A good way to reach them is on Snapchat.
Is that right?
You know, because they won't answer the phone, I guarantee you. They'll rush me right off the phone, but yeah. They'll be on, you know, they'll message me on Snapchat all day. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to a platform like Twitter, well, it's turned out it's a great way to keep up with the current news and what's trending right this second. It's not a good place to go and figure out what happened a month ago or to, you know, find stuff like you would on Google. Okay. You know, Instagram has its place. Snapchat has its place. If you're trying to connect with women, a lot of moms, Pinterest, fantastic
place. I'm on Pinterest all the time. I'm a DIY guy at home.
Well, there you go. You're that one guy.
You're the one guy.
all the moms and Ryan.
No, I made a birdhouse this over the, of some scrap wood I had. I went on Pinterest to find some info there. So, but yes, there are all types of platforms to be on. And if you're looking for a particular demographic or particular audience to consume your content, you've got to go where they are.
Yeah, it's getting the right content to the right audience in the right format. You know, YouTube is the world's second most popular, largest search engine.
Yes.
People don't think of YouTube as a search engine, but it is.
Right. It is very tried.
And it's owned by Google. So if you have great videos, you obviously want to put them on YouTube and they'll get indexed by Google. So it's a good way to get into the back door of Google to have great video content. You know, Snapchat videos don't work the same way, right? You get a little video clip, you can push it out to an audience. But unless you have a lot of followers on Snapchat, it doesn't make sense to create a deep Snapchat strategy, for instance. Mm-hmm. But if you have a great video, you can publish it to YouTube and promote it from there. Because it actually lives there, or, you know, over the long term. So, you know, it's knowing who your audience is and, you know, what channel they're most likely to use. If your audience is, you know, if they're young, if the, you know, college kids, they're going to be on their mobile phones. I mean, that's a given because they are on the go.
Right.
So creating content that works well on mobile, if it's video, great, but it better be shorter. You know, you can't have try to push a 30 minute video down their throat, you know, while they're walking between classes.
Right. I still think though the companies are putting it towards us how they want us to consume it. We are not having a say in how we want our Facebook to look. They change it all the time.
Yeah.
We're not having to say how we want our Twitter strategy to be. We have to conform to their, and I don't know if they're doing it to keep, you know, their back end a little more clean or if they're trying to get more analytics on us or more information on us so they reconfigure everything. So we're always having to adjust to all the social media platforms. And I think some people have scar tissue from MySpace. You know, I spent years cultivating my page. I spent years trying to get the best page and then they took it away.
Oh.
And so I have no MySpace anymore. It's so sad. We're on SoundCloud here, right? So we do audio. So we have a SoundCloud, a professional SoundCloud account. You know, I'm a huge consumer of podcasts. So if I'm not listening to content that we've created here or other studios, I'm out there listening to other audio. I don't do a lot of video, to be honest with you. Yeah. I do a lot of audio because I can do certain things like build the birdhouse or walk the dog, but I can't really do that in watching a video for sure. So we wrestle with that here at Business Radio. Should we do more video in our studios? But this is a radio show. So should we do more, audio? Yeah. So that's kind of where we go back and forth.
Right.
Our Gwinnett studio does video all the time. They stream their shows as well as record their shows via video, and they're doing wonderful with it. But is it for everybody? We don't know. So, but all good information for sure about how you like to consume your media. I'm sure you know as a shopper, you know, this past Christmas season, you know what people are doing, and people may be looking for jobs very similar to how they shop for shoes online. They want it quick. They know what they like. They don't like. I want this and this and this, and filter my search according to this way. And so I guess customizing your search for jobsinsports.com is probably a good way to kind of attack that as well.
Right. Just when you want to know that your favorite pair of shoes is on sale at Nordstrom, you want to know when the job you're looking for is available on Jobs and Sports. So very similar analogy, Ryan.
Yes. And so make sure you're plugged in, getting the emails, getting the alerts. Are you guys on all social media platforms as well?
We're on most of them. Yes, correct. We are. And I think one of the main things is to set up a job alert. So you can do that at jobsandsports.com at any time. And you go in, you establish the criteria, what jobs you're looking for, and then you set up the frequency of when you want to be alerted when jobs meeting those criteria become available. So again, that's taking the experience and putting it with you in your pocket. So wherever you are, we're communicating with you on how you want to be communicated with. And I think that that's critical.
Are you guys looking for more employees at jobsandsports.com as well?
There's always a possibility. Yeah. We are a growing team. And
where are y'all located?
We are located just up 400 in Alpharetta.
Nice.
So right off of Haynesbridge and 400, very convenient location. And obviously, as the business continues to grow and change and evolve in 2017, there certainly is an opportunity to expand our team.
Well, let's get your perspective on Atlanta and how we're doing here as a business community. Karen, are you from in the Atlanta area?
Not originally, no, but I've been here for many, many years and have had the honor and blessing to be a part of some very successful technology companies here in Atlanta. I think Atlanta is a great proving ground for technology businesses, and we have such a great infrastructure in place. Mm-hmm. Michelle and I have the unique position of being a technology company that is owned by a healthcare company.
Okay.
So
that's unique.
That is unique.
It is, yeah. It's very unique. So we work for Jackson Healthcare.
All right. Another Alpharetta landmark.
Absolutely. Yes, and yes. We're just a little bit of an outlier in their business model, but we're very very blessed to be a part of that organization. And I think Atlanta has just such an amazing ability to foster new companies, to grow new businesses, and to allow some of the larger ones like Jackson Healthcare, the parent, to really grow and prosper in this community.
Now, we've featured Jackson Healthcare on the program before, and they talk about the culture over there all the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How it's such a wonderful place to work. People are constantly knocking on the door, saying, I want to come work for you.
Yes.
And I bet that filters down into jobsandsports.com as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. We have a great culture, and I would say it's kind of unique in the Atlanta area. And so we do. We get a lot of people that say, hey, we want to come and work for you. What do you have? And there are a number of different entities under the corporate umbrella of Jackson Healthcare. So definitely a place
something
to
for
go
everyone.
Check out. Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Great. Yeah, for sure. And in Atlanta and Alpharetta, technology is going on in Alpharetta area. And then the Atlanta tech scene is booming as well. So
yes.
Almost creating this corridor of technology from Atlanta up 400 all the way mm-hmm. to Alpharetta and Buckhead's in between. You know,
right.
Maybe one day it can be like, the technology alley or whatever that we have
absolutely.
Going on here. For
right,
sure.
Right.
So,
and the great colleges and universities that we have in Atlanta. I mean, we're yes. fortunate to have Emory, Georgia Tech,
right.
Georgia State.
Kennesaw
State. Absolutely,
yes.
Which is growing.
They're
yes.
Going
so,
cool.
I mean, we're
yes.
very fortunate in the Atlanta area to have both the technology as well as the educational aspects.
Michelle, are yeah. you from Atlanta originally?
I'm not. I'm originally from Florida, but
okay.
I've been here too many years to mention as well. But loved Atlanta for
yeah.
its vibrancy, its international life, and just all the things that the city can afford, from cultural events to dining to you name it. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I've been fortunate to have my career be here in the Atlanta area, for a number of years, and always want to stay.
That's a great place. And for our listeners who are outside the Atlanta area, we speak of Atlanta as a whole, but it really is a bunch of little communities all connected together to form one major metro
yes.
Atlanta area. So you could say, hey, I'm from Atlanta and you live in Stone Mountain, or I'm
right.
in Alpharetta and it doesn't matter, but we all love Atlanta. I'm born and raised here,
okay.
third generation Atlantan as well. My
wow.
dad grew up in Decatur, my yep. grandfather grew up in Decatur, and
right.
I now live in Alpharetta.
Okay.
So it's
okay.
a great place to be. So for our listeners, again, outside the Atlanta area, if they're interested in knowing more, some great opportunities here for businesses and families to grow in the Atlanta area. And Thomas, for you, you guys are located right there in Buckhead, right?
Yeah, we're right in the business district in Buckhead.
That's
yeah.
right. And you guys have been there how long?
Well, this is our fifth location since we started in 97.
So you guys are just growing.
Yeah.
That's
so,
great.
It's more easy for people to access this office. We started in Sandy Springs, mm-hmm. moved it to Buckhead, and mm-hmm. it's just a lot more accessible. You're right off the MARTA line. You're 20 minutes from the airport. It's more centrally located.
So. Yeah, and I think people are looking for that type of experience in a city.
I think so.
Is it
yeah.
a quick, from the airport to your work to home,
yeah.
to public transportation. So all that going yeah. on here in the Atlanta area, for sure. So let's make sure our listeners can get more information about jobsandsports.com. So, Michelle, if you would tell them what's the best way to get in touch with you or find that dream job in sports.
Absolutely. Just Google or search for jobsandsports.com. You can connect with us on social media on various outlets like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
What's your handle
Snapchat.
On Twitter? Jobsandsports?
@jobsandsports.
@jobsandsports.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And Karen, and for you, any last final thoughts?
No, we appreciate you allowing us to be a guest today. And I hope we've helped some folks learn a little bit more about digital marketing in this area. And obviously, just seconding the comments that Atlanta is a great place to live
yeah.
and work.
Outstanding. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you again, Thomas, for putting this all together. I look forward to many great things. And I think you have a mixer coming up that you wanted to mention.
Yeah, well, we're planning a business mix here. We'll announce the actual date.
Okay,
we'll,
don't know
we'll
the date
on
yet.
Facebook. Yeah,
sorry to tease you later, Jim. Stay tuned. That's right, for sure. Well, thank you so much to all of our listeners. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor, the founders of the Business Radio X Network, for letting us make this show possible. If your company is out there doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page at businessradiox.com and pitch us your story. We'll see you next time on Atlanta Business Radio.